And so in studio with us, we have Mr. Wesley George, who is, of course, our general manager. And we're super excited to chat to him, but also he's going to take us back.
Yeah.
Perhaps you don't really have the context or the understanding of Radio CCFM. Maybe you are new. In fact, maybe you're a first-time pledger.
Come on.
And you're saying, okay, now that I've pledged, guys,
yeah,
I want to understand what CCFM is all about. I want to know what your vision and your mission is. And so, of course, here to tell us is Mr. Wesley George. Wes, hello.
Tasha and Ntsiki.
How's
it going? I feel like we've seen each other recently.
You know, like I think I almost said we're on a first name basis, but we've been on that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
I am feeling good. I'm feeling physically tired.
Oh, yeah.
But spiritually good. It's always exciting. It's always heartwarming to see the response. And we've been saying this whole week, more than the response, it is what it allows us to continue to
come on.
At CCFM.
Come on.
So, you know, when you think about where we want to go as a station and what we are planning and thinking about and talking about, this level of support, it's like the listeners are just tipping their hats to us and say, keep on going,
come
guys.
On.
Yeah.
So it Beautiful. Means a lot. It means a lot to
yeah.
us.
Yeah. And thank you, sir, for your time and your leadership during this season. Wes, I mentioned this just in the introduction. We've seen many first-time pledges during this share-a-thon. And perhaps, you know, them being first-time pledges, they're also maybe tuned into CCFM for the very first time.
Right.
Can you maybe just take us on a journey looking back at your initial years at CCFM, joining CCFM, what that looked like, not versus, but perhaps talking about progression and where you are now.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's a great question.
Yeah.
So maybe not to give you this whole long story to my backstory, right? But I was about 16 years old when I made like a recommitment to the Lord.
Yeah.
At 16, and I was serious. Like there was like a fire inside of me.
Come on,
right? At that age, then somehow I found CCFM.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and CCFM became part of my life from a listening perspective. Like I would listen to this while I was studying at school. The studying didn't help much, but anyway, I would listen. CCFM would be on in the background. I would hear this, and anyway, I was on fire for the Lord. I was hungry for the Lord. I read my Bible from cover to cover.
Come
and then from cover
on.
To cover. There was like this deep hunger. And then life went on.
Yeah.
CCFM was a soundtrack. Right.
Sure.
I got engaged to my now wife, Jo. I think I was about 23 or 24 years old.
Okay.
One day, we were driving on Beach Road.
Yeah.
And something just landed on me. And I said to a Joe, we were listening to CCFM while we were driving.
Yeah.
And I said to a Joe, I think I'm going to be a presenter on this radio
Look
station.
Look at that.
It just boom, like landed.
Sure.
I had no ambition to be in radio. Mm. If you knew me before then, this would be like a no-go for me.
Right? Really?
I was a shy person.
Oh, man.
I couldn't hold conversation. I would just be I was an introvert. I still am really introverted, but you know. So thinking about being a presenter, it's like, are you crazy? But this thing just landed.
Yeah.
Like 3 weeks later, I was at CCFM. And
sure.
At that time, we used to do once a month or once every 3 months, we used to do a volunteer meeting, a volunteer intake.
Okay.
So I came. And Thelma Felix and John Felix, they were facilitating this meeting that day, right?
Yeah.
And then they asked, they went around the room, what do you want to do here? And I said, look, I want to be a presenter. Apparently, I feel that I need to be a presenter.
Sure.
Yeah. That was like 20 years ago.
Sure.
And then I went through the processes. I was a presenter on different shows, did all sorts of things, worked in the library and so on and so on. And at some point, I think in 2014,
right,
we used to have a two-board two-tier board structure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We had a board of management and a board of trustees. And the board of management was comprised of volunteers of the station.
Okay.
Of which I was one. I was a volunteer. And then Naomi Klassen nominated me to come and serve on this board.
Look at God.
So there I was.
Sure.
I got elected onto the board. This was in about 2014. Elected onto that board. I served there for about 2 years. Was re-elected onto that board and then as the chairperson of that board.
Yeah.
And then we went through a governance change here, Tash. We collapsed those two boards into one board of trustees. And then I was elected onto that board as the chairperson. And then we hit a bit of a tough spot in the organization. And there were some movements that needed to happen. And the board then asked me, listen, would you step in as the interim general manager?
Oh, yes. My goodness.
Right. And so for that period of 2 years, as we navigated that stormy water, I was the interim GM. And now I am the full-time GM like the last 3 years or so. But that's kind of been my
journey. That was a good summary.
Let me tell you.
That was a brilliant summary.
Can I give you a picture of what's happening in studio? So Tash and I are like literally looking at
Liz. And I mean, I've heard the story, but every time I hear it's new.
You know when kids sit around the fire and then the daddy tells them how I met your mom?
Yes.
And they're like, okay, and then
keep going. Yeah.
I even forgot it's an interview. That's how good it is.
Sure. And just showing also just the many sort of levels and the many different, I guess, departments that you were involved in to where you are now.
Yeah.
I mean, that is phenomenal.
It is phenomenal. And I don't attribute it to anything to do with me.
Yeah.
I don't attribute it to anything to do with me. Because the truth of the matter is that I'm really not qualified to be doing this job. Really, I'm not. I you know, my highest level of education is matric.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right? Yeah.
So I've matric was a fantastic year of results for me in any event. You know, it's like half of my marks flew out the window there. But so an organization that is as complex as Radio CCFM, and it's a very complex, really complex. And we deal with a lot of ministries and organizations and stuff. Sometimes I sit in meetings with people and I'm like, oh my word, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I'm not qualified to do this.
Sure.
I have no degree. I started at some point studying theology, but when I got into this job, that needed to take a backseat. And so I say that because I also want listeners to understand that the Lord can really use anyone.
Absolutely.
You know, He can use anybody.
Sure.
I don't have the qualifications to be sitting around the tables that I'm sitting around.
He qualifies the unqualified.
Now, you see, I get that, Aitash, and I believe that, and I felt it, and I've seen that in my life. I've seen that in my life. What I have also felt is that sometimes, you know, this imposter syndrome thing.
Oh,
We all deal with that all the time. And sometimes one of the reminders is, remember, Wiz, you're not qualified to do this.
Sure.
But the Lord uses who He will use.
Hey.
And so my answer to the Lord has always just been yes.
Yeah. Whatever
you are calling me to do,
I'm available.
I'm saying yes to it.
Yeah.
And I'll say yes with a quivering lip.
Yeah.
I'm scared to do this, but I'm saying
yes. But I'm going to say yes.
I'm saying yes.
And you've said yes. Yes, Wes. 20 odd years later?
20 odd years later.
You still say yes.
And
that passion is still in you. I mean, and we joked and we said even earlier on, you said you're physically tired, of course, but spiritually you're excited.
Yeah.
That passion is still in there.
Yeah.
That zeal, that excitement to serve wholeheartedly is still there.
I tell you why I think it is, right? Because I believe that when the Lord creates us, He creates us with a plan and with a purpose. Okay. It's very possible that as a 23, 24-year-old man, that I may not have fully understood my purpose.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
might not have grasped it at that time. Even the moment that Joe and I were driving and I felt this thing and I said, okay, I've got to be here.
Right.
I did not completely understand why.
Sure.
When I came to CCFM, the pieces of that puzzle came together for me.
Mm.
You with me?
Mm.
I had glimpses of what was kind of happening in my life. Like at the young age, I learned that when I talk, people listen.
Sure.
I mean, there's just the... You just get the sense that when you talk, everybody goes quiet and they want to hear.
Yeah.
And I never understood what is this thing, right? But when I came to CCFM, it made sense that this was the gift of leadership on your life.
Right? Sure.
So it was this place that helped me to understand that.
Yeah.
And then gave me a platform to say, okay, now lead.
Mm.
Now lead. If you are called to lead, then lead.
Sure. Right?
So this is why I'm very passionate about CCFM.
Yeah.
Because I think it's informed, it's helped me discover what the Lord has called me to. It's a big deal for me. As tired as I am during Share-a-thons, it also informs my leadership because I'm not asking any of our team to do anything that I'm not doing.
Right.
So I lead from the front. Share-a-thon is a huge thing for us. And so, yes, it impacts my family time. I was joking, in fact, with Thelma and Marco earlier.
Yeah.
My family knows Share-a-thon is like a Wiz is not here.
Okay.
So that's fine. But during August, the 28th of August is my wife's birthday.
Okay.
The 29th of August is my mom's birthday.
No way.
And I'm unavailable because of
Share-a-thon. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And I lead it like I'm leading here. I'm in every session. It's not because I want to be in every session.
Yeah.
It's not because I think that if I'm not here, it's going to fail.
Right.
It's because, guys, we got to take this thing and let's go.
Absolutely. You
know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know if I answered the question.
Look here. We are getting to know the man behind the man. Of course, chatting to Wesley George, who is the general manager. If you missed it, he just really gave us some context as to his initial introduction and journey, I think, with Radio CCF. And we've got phenomenal messages coming through.
Oh, really?
While you're sending all these messages for Wes, I also just want to... I hope that this maybe nudges you and encourages you to then continuously just sow into this ministry.
Mm.
And as we mentioned, you can just take your cell phone and type the word pledge to our WhatsApp number 061-798-1075. Wes, just before I give over to Ntiki, I also am very excited for this particular question.
Mm. Okay.
Are we going to look at the difference between CCFM's vision?
Yeah.
And CCFM's mission.
Right.
But I think obviously before we even look at the difference, we need to establish what is what.
Right.
So for those, again, who are maybe new to the station, what is the mission, the mandate of Radio CCFM?
Right. That's a great question. So my filtering of that question is that firstly, mission is like your foundational block.
Yeah.
Right. Your mission of your station or your business or your life really underpins who you are.
Yeah.
Right. This is the mission. We don't divulge from this.
Yeah.
We don't move from this. Your vision is then kind of related to the person leading.
Right.
Okay.
Because the vision is almost like, okay, mission is your destination.
Mm-hmm.
Vision is how we're gonna get there.
Yeah.
Mm.
How are we gonna get there?
Mm.
Right. So I can say to you guys now, ladies, we're gonna go to Cape Town.
Okay.
Right. We know we want to go to Cape Town,
mm-hmm.
to the central CBD.
Yeah.
There's many ways to get there.
True. Yeah.
You with me?
With a train.
You're with me.
Or a taxi.
There
with
we go.
With chickens.
That
quack.
We're back here.
Right? So there's many ways to get there. Depending on who we put in the driving seat.
True.
We'll take a different route possibly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So vision is, to me, it's very closely linked to the leader or the leadership.
Mm.
And this is why I love the guys that were here yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fantastic leaders.
Yeah.
Man. These guys are my mentors. Really.
Love it.
And for me to be able to spend time with people like this,
believe me,
I feel like a kid in the candy.
Come on.
They are fantastic.
Yeah.
So Craig and David and Romeo and Sherwin that's coming in a bit later.
Yes.
And the rest of the board members. These guys are just absolutely brilliant. So vision is kind of linked to what is that group of people seeing?
Mm.
What do they sense the Lord is saying? But it will never be to veer away from the mission.
So
we've got a mission statement, for instance, at Radio CCFM that underpins it. Firstly, it says CCFM Trust is a non-profit trust. Which exists for the sole purpose of faithfully proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
Then it says, to the entire community.
Yeah.
Now, you think of our community.
Mm.
You've got every race, every color, every creed, every denomination. You've got everything,
yeah.
right? And our mission tells us that we must spread the gospel to everybody in that community. Look, I'm going to be maybe a bit controversial,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
What about the LGBTQ plus I? Yes.
Yeah.
Them too.
Mm. Yeah.
You with me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about same-sex couple? Yes.
Yeah.
Them too.
Yeah.
What about people that's not in the church? Yes.
Them too.
Them too.
Yeah. Mm.
So, we must spread this good news of Jesus Christ to the entire community. Of the Greater Cape Town metropolitan area. And we say that that kind of radius may be extended as far and wide as is possible.
Yeah.
But we must spread this gospel in a holistic and meaningful manner using high quality audio technology.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So a couple of years ago, we upgraded the studio space to high quality audio technology.
Yeah.
And we do this by presenting entertaining, informative, instructive, peace-promoting, multicultural, and multilingual programs.
Mm-hmm.
That's the mission of CCV.
Yeah.
We don't move from that. The vision now speaks to, Lord, what are you saying? How do we now present this message to all these people groups?
Yeah.
Right. And it's very difficult.
Oh, yes.
Because to some people, worshipping the Lord sounds like an organ.
Yeah, exactly.
Have an organ.
Yeah.
You don't have an organ, it's not really worshipping.
Or if it's not Pinkster.
Or if it's not Pinkster, Ntiki. If we can't take here, you're not worshipping the Lord.
And that's the reality. Yeah?
That's the reality. Mm,
yeah.
So, this is why we say Radio CCFM is not a church, number one.
Come on.
So, what you get at your church, you get at your church.
Mm.
You can't expect to get that at Radio CCFM because we're speaking
to everyone
across the border.
Right.
Across the border. So, I find it very interesting. Sometimes in church, you kind of all believe the same kind of thing.
Yes.
That's why you form this little church body.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Because you have a stance on abortion.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I know I'm throwing out some big words here tonight.
Controversy.
But you've got a stance on something.
Yes.
And you kind of all believe the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
When you leave the four walls of that church, there's other views out there.
Mm.
Now, Radio CCFM ministers outside the walls of that church.
Mm. Sure. Mm.
We speak to the person who's booking an appointment now for an abortion.
Yeah.
You with me?
Yeah.
And we're also speaking to the person that's saying, no, 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 abortion is not right.
Mm.
Sure.
But
it's
you know what?
It's a difficult one.
It's a difficult one. But what I like about CCFM is that as much as we are preaching to a broader audience,
mm-hmm.
the name of Jesus remains the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
We do not dilute it. We do not make it what it's not.
Mm.
But we say, God wants you.
Mm.
Yes.
Even you who's making an appointment with something that you're not even sure of.
Yeah.
We saying, send your 123 to the prayer line.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our prayer team is waiting to pray with you.
Yeah.
You know, it's an invitation for people not to do life alone.
Right.
So even that person who is in an identity crisis, who's saying, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
I'm having these desires that I know are not biblical. But we are saying to that person, we walk the journey with you.
Mm.
Come as you are. Because once we close those doors, those are souls lost.
Yeah.
You mentioned something and you said, this is not a numbers game.
No.
Yeah.
We are dealing with souls.
Yes.
And every life is a soul that we need to populate heaven for.
Yes. Yeah.
So I love that you are making it so clear, even today, you know, that the vision that was still remains.
Yes.
That we are not an online radio. However, we want everybody to access the word of God.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm so moved.
Yeah.
We've got maybe one or two comments coming through, and then we're going to continue the conversation.
Yes,
with
the lines are buzzing.
Yes.
Okay.
Karen Bailey says, having a leader that leads from the front makes me support this station.
Oh, wonderful.
Come on.
And Mr. George has no airs and graces. God bless you all. Bertha saying, he's such a humble person and someone that at all times acknowledges God. And then Jenna saying, hey, he's got my maiden surname, George.
I love it. I love it.
And then one more, and then I'll give over to Ntiki.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Wesley George, you are the most qualified and anointed GM for this post. You are so humble and genuine, Mr. George. Thank you for living your divine purpose. That is from Heather Johannes.
I love the one that Jenna sent again.
Yeah.
And I think, Wes, it speaks to what we've been saying this whole week, that through testimonies that are shared on CCFM, someone gets encouraged at home through the content that is distributed through our station. There is a life changed. This is what Jenna said. Good afternoon. Wow, I'm listening to this testimony and I can relate so much, but still I doubt myself. I also have matric and did not apply for a particular job in my department because I thought I'm not good enough. But listening to this, but listening to this, I won't stand back anymore.
Yeah.
Sure.
Thank Praise you. The Lord.
Sure.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And I want to say, you know, I don't really want to make this all about me.
Yeah.
It's really not about me. And that's not false humility either.
Yes.
I'm trying to paint a picture that this radio station, this radio station was like a nest for me.
Come on.
You with me? Safety. Yes, we've been through some troubling times and challenging times and difficulties. But it's through a station like Radio CCFM that I could find my place in life and find a bit of purpose and understand that this is the gift that the Lord has placed in you, and now let's bring it to life. Let's bring it to life. So we talk to thousands of people. Like we do this on a daily basis. People who maybe find themselves there. I mean, you just read a message now.
Yeah.
We have been doubting myself.
Like, sure.
And so we want to tell people, like, if the Lord can do it for Wesley, right? This guy from Strandfontein.
Come on.
Blowducker.
Close to Blowducker. Our church used to be there at Blowducker.
Yes.
I used to attend the AFM Strandfontein.
In,
yeah. So, I mean, if the Lord can do it for this guy. And the Lord can use him to for this period and for this time to lead something as significant as this radio station with no qualifications to do that, with no papers to none of that.
Yeah.
I mean, what can the Lord do with you?
Come now, David.
My goodness. Yeah. So I'm very excited to be part of this family and just to understand what the Lord is doing. It's very exciting.
Yeah, Wes, thank you so much. And again, I feel like a baby sitting at my father's feet and I'm just listening. How did you build this house? And then tell us more. Tell us more. So thank you so much for your life. And thank you for your leadership. I think I've known you the least amongst the team.
Okay.
But I can share the sentiments of Tash, who's walked the journey for you longer. You know, your impact is not about the longevity of the relationship, and that just goes to show that you are in your purpose, Mr. George.
Praise
and
Lord.
Thank you so much. And you know, you mentioned something about challenges that we encounter along the way. How do we keep both the vision and the mission at the core of what we do amidst those challenges?
That's a very difficult one. It's a very challenging one, because there's two things in life. If you can imagine a like a wine vat. You know, if you can think of this wine barrel.
Yes.
It's got these slates. It's made of these slates, right?
Yeah.
Now, cut that barrel in half, and then you see this half a barrel, right? Now, the thing that often leaks, there's two things that leaks very frequently from us.
Yeah.
It's faith and vision, right? So, to put it into perspective, the Lord can do a wonderful work in your life.
Yeah.
Right? He can heal you. Let's say you're dealing with some sickness, the Lord heals you, right? Tomorrow you get sick again with something else. Then it's like we forgot that the Lord healed us now the other day.
Wow.
And if he could do it then, he can do it again.
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
So if you can see that bucket, that's one of the slates that's always a little bit low.
Yeah.
And we're leaking from that all the time.
The faith.
We always got to be reminded, and we always got to strengthen our faith that the Lord can.
Yeah.
Right?
Come on.
The other one that leaks often is vision.
Sure.
So I've learned over the years here now that we can, for instance, we can have a staff meeting.
Yeah.
And I can say, guys, this is where we're going. Right.
Sure.
And we're clear about it. And this is where we're going. And then we leave that meeting and we go to our offices. And then I hear somebody say, no, man, didn't he say we're going? And then you got to huddle again and say, no, guys,
need to be on the
this
same
is
page.
Where we're going. Right. So vision and faith, it always leaks, right?
Yeah.
It's always, so you constantly got to keep reminding people of the vision.
Mm-hmm.
And in the context of CCFM, we are also not oblivious to the fact that because we are doing ministry, the level of attack against us, spiritual attack, right? And one of the biggest ways that you are attacked spiritually is through the spirit of confusion. The spirit of confusion. So what we have developed almost as a culture in our organization among staff is, if you are in a conversation with someone and you pick up confusion, then you stop that conversation and you bring clarity.
Okay.
You switch the light on. Let us not move around the room in darkness.
Yes.
Switch the light on and say, no, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
Okay.
So things like that, to keep the vision front and center, we have to be very intentional.
Yeah.
We have to work very hard. We have to keep on reminding each other, no, this is where we're going.
Yeah.
So things like regular check-ins and regular meetings, all of those things are important. But I can tell you, for instance, we had a staff meeting about two weeks ago.
Yeah.
A very detailed document that I sent into the organization, right?
Yeah.
That was, it's like our game plan for the year.
Okay.
That's how detailed it is.
Yeah.
And we had some key leaders sit around that table. Right? When we discussed some of that, they were like, oh yes, I forgot about that. I forgot about the email. We didn't look at the email, right? That, and I'm not saying that because they are not good at what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because vision leaks.
Yeah, sure.
All the time, vision leaks. So we try and keep vision front and center by communicating as best as we can.
Yeah.
We try and keep vision front and center by through relationship.
Mm.
You know, if I, like, I think we've got a great relationship. Right?
Yeah.
So I can quickly say to you, Tash, remember we spoke about this.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, this is where we're going.
Yeah.
And it's not, it's, you won't take offense.
Yeah.
You won't be like, oh yeah. You won't say, oh, Wes is coming down on me. No. Because our relationship creates that level of safety that we can have these good, honest, straightforward conversations.
Beautiful. I am telling you, it is
a whole leadership seminar here.
Sis,
masterclass.
Like, where is my notebook? At this point, I've thrown four shoes.
Four shoes.
Mr. Wes, in wrapping, this will be my second last question before I ask you the one that our listeners need to hear. How do we empower, you know, our team to achieve this vision? And I think you've touched on it, you know, where you make sure that there's clarity. Don't move in a dark room is what you said.
Mm.
But what else can you touch on in terms of empowering your team as a leader to achieve that vision?
Trust.
Yeah.
Empowerment.
Yeah.
And have an appetite for mistakes.
Yeah.
That's not always an easy one, eh?
Yeah. Have an appetite for mistakes.
Sure.
Because I make a lot of mistakes. One of my mentors that was here yesterday, Craig, said to me one day, Wes, if you do big things, you make big mistakes.
Sure.
Mighty God.
Yeah. So, you know Simon Sinek, the leadership. He gives a lot of teaching on leadership. He's the guy that wrote this book, Leaders Eat Last and Find Your Why, and so on and so on. But he speaks about the most important leadership trait is the trait of courage.
Mm.
Okay. But then he gives this great explanation to say that courage is always an external thing.
Yeah.
Mm.
So he makes an example of somebody that walks on a tightrope. And he says the one of the reasons why they have courage to do that is because at the bottom there's a net.
Sure.
So if ever you do fall, there's a net to catch you, right?
Mm.
So like people like Craig and these guys, they have given me the assurance to say that, okay, if you make a mistake, it's not going to be a small mistake because we are big thinkers.
Sure.
Yeah.
We are visionary. We think to the future. We think, Lord, okay, let's interrogate this. Let's question this. How are we going to do this? Why are we going to do this?
Yeah.
So if you're going to make a mistake, it's going to be a big mistake.
Yeah.
Sure.
But you must understand that you have the backing. You have the backing of people who are saying, yes, dream big, think big. And if you make a mistake, it's going to be a big one.
Yeah.
But we're going to have to back that.
Yeah.
Right?
There's that net.
There's that net.
Yeah.
So I try and do the same with the team here. And so I expose our team to leadership things. I expose them to running meetings, to representing the organization on an external level, all sorts of things. But we understand that you're going to drop the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And when you drop the ball, don't go sit in the corner.
There's a net.
Yeah, get up. I'm okay with the fact that you dropped the ball as long as it's not something that is detrimental. Like Rob Parsons once gave this talk on the Wisdom House, which was so great, right? But he made this illustration. He said that any given time, we are juggling balls.
Yeah.
Like we've got stuff in the air.
Yeah.
And every now and then, we drop a ball. And if we're lucky, it's a rubber ball.
It bounces back up.
And you can catch it and get back in
and
your rhythm. But every now and then, we drop a glass ball. And it just shatters. You know, it's just there's no way to come back from it. Right? So we try as best as we can not to drop glass balls. But at the same time, juggle.
Juggle really well.
Go for it. Don't be afraid. Yeah. Because here's a guy with no qualifications leading something for the Lord. And not only are the people that supports me here saying go is, the Lord is saying go.
Most importantly,
if he's saying that to me, I've got to let our team understand, guys, let's go, man. Let's do something great for the Lord. If we stumble, we stumble, we get up, wipe off our knees, and we keep on going. Nsiki, I empower our team. I'm not the guy with all the answers alone. I bring the team in. Sometimes I have a thought, but often when I bring this thought to the team, like, they just make it so much better. It's like, there we go. We've landed on this thing now. So even in Shareathon now, we're doing a new thing, this soft ask. Right? And we're doing it in a bigger way. But these elements that the team is even picking up now, okay, next time, let's change it. Let's do it like this. Let's do it like that. So it's a constant, Wesley's not the hero here. He's not the guy. He's not the guy.
I am telling you, his office has been taken over and he has found a spot right in that corner.
And very comfortable there.
Very comfy.
And I heard Marco this morning was also alluding to the fact that Wes has a spot during Sheraton. It's that corner.
It's designated for him.
Whether he's sitting or standing, you will find him in that corner. Thank you so much, Wes, for your fluidity, you know, your flexibility, even in your leadership skill, to have your office turned into a call center.
A restaurant.
It's an all-in-one. My last one in parting, because the lines never stopped buzzing.
Oh, wow.
We've been having the pledges come in, and I just want you to maybe encourage, you know, our listeners who are continuously sending these messages on our WhatsApp line and also calling on our line. Maybe encourage them to partner with us during this Sheraton week as they continue to do so.
No, I love that. Thank you very much, Nsiki. The truth of the matter is CCFM is bigger than we think it is.
Yeah.
Really, it is. It's had the kind of impact on my life that it's had. It's had the kind of impact on other people's lives that we will never fully understand the extent of it. Like in this morning session, I spoke about the fact that one life has a one life that is changed, right? The effects of it runs into the multi-generation of that of that family.
I heard that,
You know? So if you think that when one person comes to Jesus, it's one person. No. It extends far into their generation. You know? So CCFM is really, it really is a vessel that the Lord is using beyond what any of us can imagine, guys. Believe me, beyond. We can't quantify it. And so we can't even quantify it in rands and cents. We can't. Can't quantify it. This is something that will run. It's going to echo into eternity. That is the impact of the station. So my life has been changed. Your lives have been changed. There's many other people whose lives have been changed, and there are countless others whose lives must still be changed. Right? And so we will not stop on the account of anything else except Jesus saying, that's it, guys. It's
glory.
Done. If he says, press the button for the final time, that's the only time we're going to stop broadcasting, whether the funds come in or not.
Come on.
So really, I want to say to everybody who's listening to Shareathon, you are giving to a mission that is huge. It is huge. And I want to encourage you to continue giving to that mission. You know, your family member that you might, maybe you never met your family member yet. Maybe they're yet to be born. But your giving now could impact their lives when they appear on the planet sometime, someday.
Right? Sure.
So it's massive, it's big, and I believe that it is a ripple effect, an extension of what Jesus did on the cross.
Sure.
I mean, 2,000 years later, we are still beneficiaries of what Jesus did
Come
on the cross.
On.
Yeah. Sure.
And he died there without maybe physically seeing Wesley and Natasha and Tsiki. But he knew us.
Come on.
He knew us then already.
Yeah.
So even for your future generations, guys.
Yeah.
It is sowing into the future.
Yeah.
Listen, if Mr. Wes tells you that when he speaks, people listen.
He's not lying.
He is not lying. I am smiling here from year to year. And I'm like, Tsiki, you're not looking cute.
Oh,
why are you smiling? Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. That was our Mr. Wes, you know, the one who shows up continuously, who's been such a blessing. And I got to witness him in action, Tash, this weekend, I must say.
No, fully.
Wow.
Standing up in that corner. Shoes off and everything. No, thank you so much, Mr. Wes. I could not have said it better. Thank you again for your leadership. And thank you just for, I think, representing God's kingdom and CCFM and this ministry.